Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from Kiran.
Although animals, especially dogs, cats, and some birds like parrots, can speak or understand the English language, how are they still able to follow human instructions so effectively? Thank you, Naked Scientists. Bye.
Thanks, Kiran. Human languages contain words with very specific meanings incorporated into tight grammatical structures. Our friends from around the animal kingdom, some of them can understand vocal calls, including our own, but they're also relying on a host of other cues. Here to help me answer your question is Nikki Clayton, Professor of Comparative Cognition at the University of Cambridge.
When a human being gives a vocal command, there's a lot of information available. Abercrombie once said, we speak with our vocal organ, but we converse with our whole body. When we give a signal, it's not just the acoustics of the word, hello, hello, hello. They're different sounds, but also the signal would include the body posture. It may be opening, it may be closed, they may be smiling, they may be looking somewhat afraid. And the gestures, the hands might be open or closed. The eye gaze cues, are they looking at the animal, are they looking away? As well as intonation and pitch changes, whether you're scared or embracing, whether you're ebullient, all those kinds of things will be conveyed by the nature of the way in which we speak, rather than just the words that we utter.
There are a range of potential channels of communication other than the vocal command itself that we humans might use. But to what extent do animals understand our vocal commands rather than just associate them with certain outcomes?
Well, I think there's also a difference between whether you speak the word yourself or whether you understand it. I mean, for any of those listeners who have learned later in life a second language, they'll know that it's easier to understand something than it is to speak it. And for those of you who have little children, you'll also know that little children understand things earlier than they can form eloquent sentences of things. We do know that a number of animals, such as dogs, are very good at understanding human commands. Sit, for example, or come here. Perhaps what some of the listeners don't know is that in my lab, in our work with members of the crow family, that includes the rooks, the jays, the ravens, the magpies, as well as the crows and jackdaws, well, some of those are also able to understand human commands. And one of my PhD students, Francesca Cornero, has been studying the rooks in our Corvid Palace in Cambridge, where Leonidas, who's the sort of head rook, is amazingly good at comprehending human commands. So he can do speak, he can do wait, he can do come here, and he's really good at those commands. And in Francesca's experiments that she's done, she's been able to show that he is responding directly to the sound of the word itself, irrespective of who has given that command and irrespective of whether they can see the facial movements of the person giving the command.
So, Kiran, rather than always knowing the meaning of the words, animals may be using other signals like tone, body language, and gestures to interpret what we mean. But many animals do seem to be able to understand the commands we use, and to what extent is an active field of study. Thanks so much for sending that one in. Next time, we'll be answering this one from another of our listeners.
Hi, it's Caroline. I've been listening to your podcast on measles. I wondered whether the ability of the measles virus to wipe out or reset the immune system has ever been studied as a potential therapy to help people with autoimmune disease. Could the immune system be reset and reprogrammed so the body no longer attacks itself?
If you think you know the answer, why not log on to our forum and have your say? It's nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.